It's pretty depressing going from one tsar to another. Chafav and Chavzayin are kinnis that go together and end in a very upbeat way. It's likely that, it's almost certain that Chafav and Chavzayin are in opposite order over the generations. Somehow they got inverted. I'll explain Chavzayin first and Chafav second. We'll say it in the way it's written in the kinnis. So you'll see in a minute, one follows the other. Kinnah Chaf Zayin is a haunting kinnah. Yirmiyahu writes, Ben Chilkiyahu, that's Yirmiyahu, writes that he was walking and he met a vision, a very spooky vision. Isha Yefas Toyer Menuvel Es Motza. A woman who was at the very same time beautiful and ugly. And Yirmiyahu was shaken. He said to this vision, Goizrani Olayach B'Shem Elakim Va'adam, who are you? What are you? Are you a shade? Are you a person? Your beauty is the beauty of a human. But the trembling, the evil in you, is like one of the shadim. And to that, the vision responds, "Hein lo shade an evil, lo goylam pachas. I'm not a shade. I'm not some other type of form. Yidua ha'isi b'shuva v'nachas hein lo echad ani b'shloisha v'shishim v'achas. I was once known b'shuva v'nachas for my beauty and tranquility. V'hein now le'echad ani l'shloisha v'shishim v'achas l'shayim osav l'shivim v'achas. I'm a 1 and a 3 and a 61 and a 12 and a 71. And she explains, the vision is Knesset Yisrael. The Echad is Avram, the Shloisha, the Avais, the Shneimas, the Shiftei Ka, the 60 are the 600,000 Jews that left Mitzrayim. A vision of Klal Yisrael, and the vision tells Yirmiyah, there's a Gzeira from heaven. There's a Gzeira, Kum Lach Yirmiyah, Lama Secheshet. Come Yirmiyah, why are you silent? Go, call out to the Avos, to Aaron, to Moshe, Rayim Yavayu Kinali Nasei. Let our shepherds come and raise a wailing, a kina, Kizaeve Erev Tarfwes Haseh, because the destruction is coming. Sheikh Hayir Miyoa Navi Al Machpela Noyen Kalavi. And Yirmiyah ran like a lion to the Maras HaMachpela. And he said, "Tenu kail b'chiyah v'isatzvi, call out in weeping, the fathers of Klal Yisrael, Tov b'nechem v'ariyim b'shevi, the children have wandered, and they're going into captivity. V'im ka'odam ovru bris, ayez chus kruse bris. And if they were over the bris, what about the schus avos?" So Chav Zayin describes Yirmiyah being implored to beg the avos, which he does. Turning back to Chavav, Oz Balech Yirmiyahu al Kivrei Avos, it follows that Yirmiyahu went to the Maras HaMachpela, V'noam Atzomeis Chavivos Mo'atem Sheichvos. He said, Atzomeis, the bones of our ancestors, why are you still? B'nechem Golu B'tem Charevos, Eishchus Avos Be'eretz Taluvos. And in a beautiful capital, he talks to each of the Avos. And each of the Avos turns to the Ravina Shalalam and is unsuccessful in pleading with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zark Avhamoin Bavuram, Avram calls to the Ravina Shalalam, Chine Pnei El Ram. Hashem says to the Kaddish Baruch, Avram says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chinam Nuseisi Eser Bechinais Avuram, by God's room of the 10 Nisyanis for nothing for them. The Shechina answers, "Tol ha'hayreis b'avaydei zareis." Shechina says, "Nothing doing." Echas apak abitul aseres adibreis, kaitzavach Yitzchak. And again, the Shechina says, "No, maru b'yirmiyahu v'timo harameria." And then Yaakov, "Sach yulad b'selef," is referenced to Yaakov. And again, there's no response from the Rabbeinu Shalom. Until at the end of the capital, beautifully, that Imais speak up. And the mice described here say kol b'chi Leah misefefes al levaveha. The sound of the crying of Leah as she pounds on her chest. Rachel achoisa mevaka al boneha, her sister Rachel weeping. Bezilpa maka poneha, bila mekenenes b'shtei yodeha. The mice cry, and to that HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds. It's interesting that each of the avos says a logical taina. Avraham says, I went through 10 Sinais. Yisro says, I went through the Akedah. The mice don't say anything. The bechi of the imais is ma'ir rach mishamayim. And for that bechi, the kapitel ends in an upbeat way, shuvu simim l'mnuchaschem, malei amalei kol mishalei seichem. Havtocha to the avais, shulachti bavela l'manchem, hinini mishayvev, golos b'neichem. There's a fascinating piece in the drashas of the Chasam Sofer. Some sefer is going on the Kol Barama Nishma of Rachel, Mevaka al Boneha. He has a great kasha. Yes, the kasha could be yes on this capital. Rachel Mevaka al Boneha, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that I hear your cries. V'shavu me'eretz, v'shavu me'eretz, me'eretz ayev. They will return. V'shavu banim l'gvulam, to avtachis. That are said to Rachel, when Rachel is Mevaka al Boneha. So some sefer asks, why did Rachel get? She didn't get anything. Look in the Chumash, in the Tzavim, the Pasuk says, Klal Yisrael will go to Galus, and it's Avtocha that Klal Yisrael will return. It's in the Chumash already that Klal Yisrael will return. Why was the Avtocha to the Imais, or to Rachel, Mevaka al Boneha? Some Sefer writes, and it's all the more fascinating, realizing that he wrote this about the year 1800 when there were a few Jews in Eretz Yisrael. Some Sefer writes that Rachel was Mevakeh al Boneha, Klal Yisrael will be lost in Golus. So many Jews have assimilated and become lost to Klal Yisrael. Rachel Mevakeh al Boneha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Havtocha was, says some Sefer, that Yidden will return to Eretz Yisrael before Yemais HaMashiach. That in the Golus, during the Golus, B'shavu me'eretz oyev, they will return when they're still enemies, before Mashiach comes. B'shavu me'eretz oyev, they will come back from the lands of their enemies to Eretz Yisrael, so that the Jewishness of the people will be preserved. The Yiddishkeit will be preserved. More from, less from, they know the Messiah, they know the traditions of Klal Yisrael. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have to teach to all these Tinaika Shanishba, we're going to have to teach them Torah, at least in Eretz Yisrael, millions, no Aleph Beis, no basics. So Sefer writes that the Vishavu Me'eretz Oyev, the Kael Barama Nishma, was this Haftacha, that Jews would return to Eretz Yisrael before Yemais HaMashiach. And really, earlier than the Chasam Sofer, if you take the Ramban's Pirish on Shir HaShirim, near the end, the Ramban writes the same thing, that Darshani, the Psukim on Shir HaShirim, he says, Klal Yisrael will return to Eretz Yisrael, Berishya in Ha'amim, with the permission of our enemies, of the nations around us beforehand, so as to preserve the identity of Klal Yisrael. That, I guess, gives a little added dimension to this Shuvu Simimel Nulchaschem Malei Amalei Kol Mishalei Seichem. These are the two kapitlach that I'm going to say now. We'll say it in the order that the rest of Klal Yisrael says it. The first Kinuch of Vav. Oh, it's my lucky.